Lip Service. Matt Lips' sweet podcast that's totally not a blowjob. Cause a blowjob would be better, but you can settle for second best. So if you can't get a blowjob, you can settle for the Lip Service podcast. But a blowjob would be better, no doubt.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Lip Service. If you couldn't tell, we missed a few weeks here and there. My apologies. I don't think you guys were too torn up about it, but just some scheduling issues, mostly of my own. So we missed some, but we're back, and hopefully to stay, we won't miss any more. I can't promise it, but we're gonna try our best, and that's all you can really do. My guest on the show this week is a Baku Kabina. You may know him from The Crazy Cow. He puts on those Crazy Cow shows. They're usually pretty good. He's put on some duds. No, I'm kidding. They've all been great. We find out in this episode that a Baku's kind of a scumbag. You'll learn pretty fast. No, he's a great guy. I had a good time. I haven't had too much chance to really talk to Baku a lot, but this was fun. Now we're like best friends and everything. We're gonna hang out and play basketball and stuff. Sorry, my cat just distracted me. So yeah, it's good. Dan, edit that. edit all this. I had a frog in my throat. So enjoy. It was a good time. We lost some content, I think, because the levels on the microphone were a tidbit loud, and so when we laughed, and there was a lot of laughter, some of it was just uneditable and would have really just hurt your eardrums. So we took that out for you. I think that's it about the episode. Stuff coming up. I'm not even going to tell you about our open mic every Tuesday at Puck and Doylestown. There's no point to mention it. You guys know about it, and I say it on every one. So I'm not even going to mention that you should come out because it's really awesome. So it's, that goes without saying. So I just won't say it. If you want to check out this Saturday in Hatboro at Cafe La Fontana, you can check out the really funny Chris Dole CD. Chris Dolan, he's headlining that show with myself and Wes Whitaker, Mark Stoudemire, Matt Beck puts it on. It's a fun, fantastic show. You should go. He puts one on every month. It's a fun time. April 30th, we got a game show at Puck in Doylestown. It's going to be great. It's called Renewed. It's all about, if you love the 90s, you're going to love it. And if you love Pat Graves, I don't think anybody does. But if you like him, he's going to be there. And everyone likes Alex Skrubart, and he's going to be there as well. So I think this intro has been long enough, I think. I can make it longer. I could talk about my day. I'm not going to do that. So here's the episode. I talked really fast, and it was still long. I had to talk fast. I had to squeeze it in. Anyway, here's the episode. It's a Baku and myself. Enjoy.
Lip service. Smacking lips with Matt Lips, bitch. Ding. That's all I got. That's all I got. Give it up. I'm the new Frank Sinatra, everybody. Black Frank. Call me Black Frank. You can catch me at Fergie's Pub every Sunday. Open mic. I'm open micing Frank Sinatra. That's what I really am.
It sounded like you're hating on women. You call them bitches.
Oh, it's all about Rihanna. Drink it. Sorry. She's a nice lady.
Poor Rihanna.
She's a nice. All she's
people,
doing okay.
She gets up on stage just saying, and people are like, that bitch got hit by a man. Yeah, that's know, like all people think about.
Yeah, Taylor Swift only got interrupted. That bitch got hit.
Oh, you're talking about the whole Kanye thing. Fucking, but everyone knows Kanye's just a big joke. Doesn't everyone like hate Taylor Swift now? Because she just, all her songs are like hating on like exes, and like maybe she's the problem, right? Isn't that a thing?
I didn't know that was a thing.
I think that's a thing.
Probably. I'm not surprised. America needs to hate people.
They do.
Yeah, they've always hated somebody.
I mean, some people still love Taylor.
I love Taylor Swift.
I think people think she's kind of a bitch now.
I think she's a bitch. I love Taylor Swift. I think she's a terrible person. I love her.
If she was here, you'd put it inside.
I would. No, I respect her too much. I wouldn't do that to her. I would just be like, I'm a big fan of your music. Let's get a beer. And she was like, yeah.
So you're saying if she was DTF, you wouldn't put it inside?
I mean,
because you respect her.
If she was DTF, like for me, I would respect her less. That way I would be able to do it.
So you'd only fuck Taylor Swift if you guys were in love. Is that what you're trying to say? Because
no,
you respect her.
I would only fuck Taylor Swift as a sign of disrespect. That's totally.
Oh, so you're saying if you met her and you didn't respect her anymore because you found out she was fake, then you'd fuck her. But if she was as good of a person as you thought she was, you wouldn't have sex with her.
Yes.
What if, like, you guys started hanging out and then she fell in love with you, like, naturally, and, like, she wanted to date? Obviously, you would probably
fuck her. I would respect her less. That way.
Because she wanted to be with you?
Partially. But a lot of it is just, like, I mean, because I put her on such a high pedestal. Taylor Swift is on, like, the highest pedestal for me because she is, like, oh, my God. Like, she is so great. And, like, if she was DTF, I would respect her less because she would be left. Like,
which means you could do it. Which means you could do it. You'd be like, I don't respect you anymore, dude, but this is nice.
Exactly. If she was in love, I would be able to call her scum.
You do it to the woman that you love? You call them scum?
Hey, man. Oh, you got to be.
Ladies, if you want to date, you could do that.
I mean, that's what it's entailed when you, like, you know, interact with me sexually.
This is called learning things.
Yeah.
This isn't even the way the show normally starts, but I liked it.
Oh.
I'm starting in a new way tonight. Before we get into the opening topic, which is, there's a common opening topic.
Okay.
Before we get to that, this is something I've done on the podcast, but I've never opened with it. So we're gonna fucking try it. I think it's a good warm up exercise.
Okay.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm excited.
I'm going to name it right now. I didn't name the segment. You don't really need to, but I'm going to. Okay. We're going to, it's going to be called Spewing Bullshit with Confidence.
Spewing Bullshit. I'm all about that.
So regardless of whether you know everything about the topic I'm going to give you or you don't, you probably won't. I try and give really specific things you won't know anything about.
So
you're going to talk about it like you know every single fact about it, okay? Sell me on it, okay?
I know.
All right, we'll do two. Let's see. The first one, I sort of did this one before, but not the same thing. I did an award one, but we're going to do this award one. The 2003 Country Music Awards. Tell me all about it.
Oh, that's really interesting. Like, the funny thing about the country, the 2003 CMAs, it was like, it was hosted by Roseanne Barr. And, like, really? she did a monologue. Her monologue was so funny. Like, she talked about, like, Kenny Rogers and other white people. Like, it was very...
Did she only talk... Oh, it's country. Never
mind. Country music. I was gonna say, 50 Cent wasn't showing up to the tweet. Like, but it was a very interesting award ceremony. Like, Roseanne Barr was there. The husband in that show, and Roseanne was
didn't
there.
Didn't he die? Oh, wait. He didn't die yet, I don't think.
I mean, everyone has their time. But let's be real here. But who else? There was another lady that was there. Eminem. Eminem was there.
He's not a lady.
I mean, have you seen his music video? But like, he was there. It was weird.
What was he doing there?
That was the weird thing. Okay. Like, hip hop felt really weird about that. Like, Eminem, what you doing at the Country Music Awards? And Eminem was actually nominated. His album Marshall Mathers LP, first one. Yeah, it was actually nominated 2003.
No way. Yeah. Like for like what award?
Best country rap album.
Country rap.
Yeah, country rap album. Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, did
Lil Jon was also nominated?
Did Roseanne say anything racist?
No, she tiptoed about Because you know Barack was running for president.
2003.
Yeah, 2003.
Okay.
2003.
My years are always messed up.
It was a really long campaign. Like, he didn't, like... But he did, because... No, it wasn't even about... You know, nobody knew about Barack Obama. He was still a senator in Chicago. But it was Colin Powell. Like, she was saying really messed up things about Colin Powell. And Condoleezza Rice. It was mostly Condoleezza Rice. She called her a bitch. Like, she called her...
She didn't.
She called her like a...
You think... She said
Colin Powell was hot-dogging. I don't know what that means, but it sounded racist.
You'd think, like, that would have made, like, the news or something. I don't remember totally hearing too much. Did it? I totally just don't remember hearing that much about it.
But it was covered by the World Trade Center attacks from 2 years ago. Yeah.
They were still kind of getting over that.
Yeah, it was CNN. CNN, they don't get over stuff.
Who, last question about this was, I forget, who won the best comeback artist of the year that year? Do you remember?
Oh, it's definitely Limp Bizkit, I think.
Who?
Limp Bizkit. You know who they are?
Yeah, I do. I didn't know they're big in country.
You know, they sucked for a little bit, but they came back. Like the.
But I didn't know they would have been.
Definitely, they're country music.
So
like, you didn't hear Behind Blue Eyes? That's the countryest fucking song in the world.
So at this country music award, Eminem and Lil Jon were both
nominated for
an award in Limp Bizkit. They won.
Yeah, they won. They definitely won. They won.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah. No, Limp Bizkit was nominated for Behind Blue Eyes, but it was Linkin Park. That, in the end song, that was definitely it. Because, you know, comeback means that's your first hit, right?
No, that would be Best New Art.
Yeah. Am I making this up?
All right, I don't know. It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago, man. That's like, 12 years ago. Holy shit.
All right. We'll do one more. We'll go with the 1994 Winter Olympics.
Oh, that was in Switzerland. That was interesting. It was weird because they also had the Winter Olympics, and in the mountain, but like right at the base of the mountains, they also had the Source Awards. Like, it was a weird
in Switzerland.
in Switzerland. That was when Suge Knight went up and said, "I don't really mess with the East Coast." And everyone in Switzerland was like, "We are just a landlocked country." But like, everybody in America was like, "Yeah, we get what you're talking about, Suge Knight." Like, that was a weird thing. But that was when the bobsled team from Switzerland was captained by Roger Federer. It was a very diverse team.
He's a tennis player, yes.
He dabbles in bobsledding.
Does he?
Yeah, he does. And they also had Andre Agassi was on an American team, and they would just bobsled against each other. They didn't like each other.
Now, Federer, I didn't know he was from Switzerland, though.
Is he from Switzerland?
Yeah,
he's from Switzerland.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who won the most medals that year, though? Do you remember?
Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Because
I don't remember much about the Olympics.
The most winner.
I wasn't expecting you to say that.
Yeah, it was Jamaica.
Which is really crazy.
They won bobsledding, weightlifting, and...
Is that where the movie came from?
Cool Runnings. Cool Runnings was based on a true story.
I didn't know they won anything.
Yeah, they won. I never saw the movie. They didn't win at the end of that movie, but I told you, loosely based on true story. Jamaica actually won all that.
Was that Cuba Gooding Jr.? Was he in that?
No, actually Dougie Doug and John Candy.
No, he was in
Or is Snow... it Chris Farley? John Candy.
He was in was Snow John Dogs, Candy. Right?
Yeah,
dude. I never saw him, but he was in Snow Dogs.
Did you mistake black people for dogs?
Wait, what? I don't know where that came from. I missed something in the middle, and somehow I became racist. I told you. I told you I was going to dabble.
Jamaica won a lot of medals, and so did Thailand. Thailand won the second most medals.
How did Afghanistan do? Did they do all right?
They didn't show up.
They didn't go.
But they did. There were a couple of Kazakhstan people that, you know, they did pretty good in the track and field aspect of
track and field.
Yeah, track and field.
In the winter Olympics.
Yeah, yeah. You know the steeplechase is, you know that part in the steeplechase where you have to jump over and there's like a water pool?
I grew up on Steeplechase Circle. Crazy. Oh, really? Oh my God. I don't know why I said that. I did, but I mean, that isn't part of the story. But no, what is a steeplechase? I honestly don't even know.
It's a race where there's like a bunch of hurdles. And then there's like one big hurdle, and after you jump over that hurdle, you land in like a pool,
and you go swimming.
Yeah,
and then you swim.
No, you don't swim. There's like a little bit of water, and then you just you keep running.
Sounds fantastic.
Dude, it's amazing. It's really cool. But for some reason, everyone's carrying basketballs. I don't really get why.
I do not remember those Olympics as well as I thought I did.
Oh, no. Really good ratings. Really good ratings.
They got, yeah. Like, the best?
Yeah, yeah. NBC was killing it that year. Yeah. They got the Super Bowl that year, too.
I hear they're not doing so well anymore.
No, they're not.
I hear they're kind of failing.
Yeah, Community sucks.
Dan told me. I didn't even know. He's like, apparently Telemundo is ahead of. Yeah. So apparently I didn't.
Really? That's true. NBC could suck at that.
Univision,
but yes. Oh, Univision, Telemundo, same thing.
Right? They really are ahead of them, aren't they?
I don't know currently, but at one point they did pass them.
I'm not surprised by that at all. They haven't done anything. There's no good
show. The Blacklist, that's my favorite. That's like my favorite. That's what they have. They have that in The Voice, apparently. The Voice, I think, does pretty well, right?
Yeah, The Voice. The Voice is a great show.
They had the Super Bowl, so they did all right.
Yeah, that's always good. Yeah.
Now this is how the show normally starts, and we're getting into it. Who cares? Super late, and it starts off. Do you know? No, you've never listened. Don't even try.
I
pretend. Oh, you can pretend to spew bullshit. How does my show start?
So we both jump in the air and then land in a split, and then we power wing up. Ballerina pirouette.
What a terrible thing to do for a podcast.
You just hear us grunt. Because just two out of shape men. Just
grunt. How do you know I'm out of shape? You have no idea. You don't know me.
I can see your dick.
Wait, you can see what?
I can see your dick. Like, that's...
Okay. we are naked, to be fair. Right. I mean, no, the show normally starts off. Talking about nostalgia, sir.
Okay, it's nostalgia.
I'm going to just let you take it for what you want. I won't even lead you anywhere.
Nostalgia. Do you want my, like...
Wherever you want to go with it. Right. Life or things. I don't know. Whatever you want to do. People go TV. I don't want to take you anywhere. That's why I was like, you take it away, but...
The greatest... I do want to talk about... Nickelodeon was awesome.
It was.
It really was. Legends of the Hidden Temple is the greatest show. It's the greatest game show that's ever been created.
I think I loved it for a long time. Like, I loved it for a while, and then I'm just kind of like, I was kind of like, I still liked it. But I mean, it was one of those, this is the best. And then I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
Did you have a team that you always rooted for?
I don't think so. Maybe if the chick was not on the team? I don't remember.
Checking chicks on Legends.
Oh, wait, no, that's when I watch it now. it's not on anymore. Okay?
I like to think about, like...
Did you watch Nick Ass when it was on? It was like...
No.
Nick Ass. It was all the reruns of the Nick Games.
Oh, like, the cast. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nick Games and Sports.
Yeah, I saw some of the older... But you know what's the funniest thing about Legend of the Temple? There were probably, like, a good... 200 episodes.
Which you think there were that many?
Maybe. Let's say there were 100 episodes of Legend of the Hidden Temple. I think there are more, but let's say there are 100. And with every 100 episodes, there are 6 teams, 12 kids. 12 kids, 100. There's.
Oh, that means you're saying they had to find a lot of kids to do the show.
That's 1,200 kids. A lot of those kids are dead right now. Like, I'm pretty sure.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure.
You think so?
Statistically, it's only...
The thing about it, at least, you know, not all of those kids are alive. We'll go with that. I don't know. I doubt it's a big number. No way they all survive.
There are a lot of drunk drivers in Florida. That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're going for. It can't be diseases or anything. Drunk drivers killed them.
That was Legends of the Hidden Temple. Those were some healthy, fit kids.
That would be a great commercial. Be like, remember the kids you saw?
Legends of the Hidden Temple?
Well.
This was their last text message.
We're just remember, drunk driving can kill some of your favorite legends of AEW.
Your favorite children. You remember when little Billy couldn't put together the silver monkey? You killed him.
All these blue barracudas are
dead. He's great. What color were they iguanas?
Remember that team awful. That didn't even get past the first room? Like, that was my favorite team. It was Jen and Billy. I remember. Did they even say their names on the show? Did they?
I think they only said their first name. To me, it's really disrespectful. I feel like you have to, when you're on a game show, you got to give.
Yeah, back then, they're not worried about people stalking them on the internet. I mean, there was the internet, but it was dial up. No one was spending time. Like, that, it takes too much work to try and find people.
You don't even have a Facebook, you fucking loser.
Yeah, like, well, what do they have? An AOL profile? Good for them. Used to get sweet them. AIM profile.
You can't even check pedophiles and, with this fucking.
And you had to figure out their screen name. You couldn't just search for them. Yeah, you know, yeah, if you didn't know their screen name, you were fucked. Yeah, you know what I mean? So hard to find chicks back then. Like, oh, chicken.
Well, that's why they went to Legendary Temple.
Yeah, you think people picked up ass from that show?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think that was all about scouting athletic talent.
I just meant the kids on the show. Do you think the kids got a lot of ass from being on it?
What? Of course.
You think they did?
If you were on Legendary Temple, you wouldn't. Actually, no. If I was on Global Guts, I would usually get ass.
You think so?
Yeah.
Does it have to be Global Guts?
American Gladiators, too. I think I would get. I would totally use American Gladiators to get ass. Like, I would just be like, hey.
Not if you had an embarrassing showing.
Listen, it doesn't matter how you did. It's just the fact that you're
what
wrong.
What if one of the women beat you? I can't remember. I wanted to say one of the names.
I think there was... one of those girls was important. I don't remember which one, though.
You're thinking of A Night in China. That's wrestling. she had a clit dick, I think.
She had
one of the clit dicks.
Oh. It's like a little... Did it vibrate?
Yeah, a little pee where her clit is. Basically.
She should get like an implant that would just put like a little vibrating like microchip in there.
Is that? I don't think that's a thing. I did
make it up. Like an earring, like a little like clit ring that vibrates.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Uh-huh. Listen, I'm just thinking about her needs.
I don't want to think. She wasn't good looking to begin with, so I mean, I don't really need to think about
it. She got less and less. Attractive. She didn't start attractive, but she got less and less attractive.
I hate wrestling to begin with, but so I didn't follow her career.
Yeah,
I know she was in a porno, and I know my roommates watched it one time, and I know she had a penis clit.
Oh, that's all you need to know about wrestling. That's all you need to know about wrestling, really.
Is that it?
Yeah, she's a lot of dudes with clit penises or just regular penises.
No. Oh, so you're saying a lot of the guys have tiny PBs.
Hey, when you do steroids, it just happens.
You think they do? But they don't need... Yeah. For that, you don't really need to do steroids. I guess if you want to have the show... Well, show going on without them, I guess. But, I mean, you don't need them...
You can't get the show going on?
I just meant, like, the muscles, the show. Like, I don't... Jesus, dude. That's the way I said it.
Do you wake up and wear sunglasses? Like, what the fuck?
Because if they can't get the muscle mass, there you go. Are you happy? They couldn't see me flexing. I should be videoing this, too. Damn it. No, if they can't get that, maybe they... But, I mean, you don't really need to be strong, necessarily. You're not really fighting them. I mean,
you have to have the stamina, and
you have to look strong.
It is very... It's still very athletic. It is very, very athletic.
You have to be athletic, but you don't have to fight well.
No, you don't.
You know what? I'm going to be American. You don't have to fight good.
Ooh, that was intimidating.
Because I made fun of Americans?
Oh, it's the way that you put your foot down and said, fuck
I was like,
America.
No, fuck it. I'm American. I say fight good.
Yeah, definitely. Standards. That's what it's all about. So what were your...
Was that your favorite, Legends of the Hidden Temple? Was that your favorite one?
Yeah, I was a fan of all that. I think all.
But I mean, well, game show wise, was that
game show Legends of the Hidden Temple easily.
I liked Figure Out for a while.
That was okay. I wasn't that big on that. Yeah,
I liked all that. Do you know? Oh, wait.
I think it's still, like, I went back and I watched, like, some old sketches from all that. And I was like, hey.
I liked it in the
This
beginning.
Is funnier than SNL right now. Like, it is. Like, some of that shit is so fun. Like, I'm not a kid, but if I was a kid, I would be like, this is hilarious. Like, I remember when there was one where Kenan used to say shit in French, and then he would translate it after that.
With Pierre Escargot.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought that was hilarious. Like, that, and when was it Amanda Bynes? Or Amanda, yeah. When she used to do the anger, I don't remember what that was called.
Yeah.
Was it Angry Amanda?
Ask Amanda.
Yeah. I thought that was great. Because I was always impressed by how close she would come to, like, dropping F-bombs, but never really.
Do you think she did sometimes?
Of course.
They had it out.
Of course.
And her mom is in the audience.
Of course.
What did I say about cursing, Amanda? Yeah. And she's, fuck
she,
you, Amanda.
And she was
you
just
know?
Like, Nelly is here. I have to curse. And, yeah. I'm pretty sure when rappers
came. I don't think
Nelly
was big yet. I don't think he was on the scene.
No, probably not. I couldn't think of a rapper from all that years.
Cooking with Randy and Mandy. Do you remember
Vaguely.
Cooking with Randy and Mandy? If you don't know that, then you don't know the original, all that, like when it started, okay?
Who were the members?
It was
Kenan, was Kelvin?
It was Kenan and some random other chick who did Cooking with Randy and
Wasn't
Mandy.
That Lori
and they cooked with chocolate.
It was Lori Bacon.
No, not for Cooking with Randy and Mandy. I don't know the chick's name.
I just know Lori Beth Keenan.
I said her name, nobody would know.
I don't think she's
done anything.
It was actually Julia Roberts.
There it is. Nailed it.
I vividly remember, and I don't know why I remember this, but it was there was an episode of All That that came out, and it was at the end of the episode, and they're like, you know, they have their musical guest at the end.
Yeah.
There was one time there was like, give it up for Kel's band. And it wasn't even a band. It was just like 40s rapping. It was like, and I remember the
Are you
song.
Sure, you sure it wasn't All for One? King Kel was
It was Blackstreet. But like, I was.
I think they were on it actually one time.
I remember the song so vividly because it was the funniest and coolest thing in the world to me. It was this is the chorus. Chillin' cause we got that feeling. Chillin' cause we got that feeling. And that was it. They just said it like 8 times. It was really cool.
What did you think the feeling was?
I didn't know. It just looked like it felt like money. I think
chillin'
money,
because we got that money.
Yeah, because we got that money.
Feeling rhymed, so they
just
went with
they
it.
Were just
so
going.
Like, no one's gonna know what we're talking about, but
they
it
were
rhymes.
Dude,
so.
the crowd was going crazy.
Yeah, because it was Kel. They were like, that's the guy from Good Burger, so they were like on board.
Oh, but I mean, that's what it's like. He was crushing. Like, he was it was so incredible.
Yeah, go do that at a regular rap show, see how well it goes.
Hey, he's still Kel. He's still the guy from Good Burger.
But back then, when it was probably when he was on it, I mean, it was big for the people that watched all that. But I think if he did it in a regular show, they'd be like, "What the fuck?
Oh no, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah,
oh,
who the fuck is this guy?"
I don't remember if he was good at rapping. I don't remember at all. All I remember was that chorus. It was just so cool.
I'm not even going to tell you that you're wrong. But do you know who the first musical guest was on all that? I'm just going to say yes to whatever you say. I know who it is, but...
Oh, really? Was it Bob Marley?
Nailed it. It was Bob Marley.
It was? Oh, cool.
He sang Pretty Fly for a White Guy. It was good.
Oh,
it was
so
really
good.
It was really good.
Did Offspring do the Redemption song? That's really... Oh, that's so
I don't
good.
Get it.
I'm surprised I knew that was Offspring.
here's a sweet trivia question for you. Let's see how well you know old Nickelodeon. Ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Write to me, Stick Stickley, P.O. Box what? I think I had this as a game show question, actually.
Oh, really?
Hopefully they don't listen. They're not going to listen.
I don't remember that.
What?
You get a bonus point for listening, basically.
Basically, yeah. They should listen to the
I don't
podcast.
Remember that. No.
P.O. Box 963. New York City, New York State. Do you know the zip code? It was such a catchy tune. It's hard to forget.
I don't remember.
Dan, do you know it? Oh, he's going to look it up.
No.
Oh.
It's 1108.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just went to your phone, so I thought he was going to answer what he was doing.
I don't
know
what
the band was.
Oh.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, that song.
Do you remember the song at least? You don't remember the right to me? Stick Stigley, P.O. Box 963, New York City. You don't remember that at all?
Vaguely. So vaguely.
Oh, I'm disappointed.
Like, wait,
how old are you, Megan?
20, getting, gonna be 26 on Friday. Yeah,
you should. You're not that much younger than me, so you should probably know these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe the gap's there. Well, it's still enough of a gap.
A lot of my Nickelodeon was killed by I have a big brother, and I was like, I want to be like my big brother. So there was like a time where I was like, he watches sports, I just watch sports.
You mean My Brother and Me? Is that what you remember? You remember that show? You don't remember that show? It was only on for like a season.
Oh. That's not Pete and Pete?
No, My Brother and Me. It had Alfie, and I forget what his brother's name
was. No. That's a one season show.
Yeah, it was decent. I'll give it decent.
That's not good enough.
No,
it's not good enough at all.
Doug, Rugrats, yes.
Doug. No.
Get off my podcast.
I watched Doug. There was at no point where I was like, this is a good show. Rugrats, yes.
Kind of killing me.
Yeah.
Now, if I watched them now, I'd be like, meh. But back then, that was my shit.
I mean, Killer Tofu was awesome. Like,
Doug was a little bitch, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, that was the thing. I just couldn't stand behind anything he stood for. Such a little bitch. He was the worst. Like, and it was cool that he had a black friend, but like, so did Arnold. Like, it's not.
Did he have a black friend?
Skeeter was black.
He was blue.
Come on. he was blue. You know what that
Roger means. Was green. What was he then?
Roger was Italian.
Is that what it was?
Yes. You're not reading between these lines?
I didn't think they were just color. They were just random guys.
Yeah, he was Italian. He said, like, I know Klotz is Jewy, but like, that's...
that was obvious. Totally. I mean, that was obvious. Everyone knew he was a Jew. But he spent money frivolously. He always had a new.
He was very Italian. Like he had that leather jacket. Like, dude, he just bled Italian. And Skeeter was black. Skeeter was like that black. He was that black skater dude.
Well, he was pretty. He would have been the corniest black dude ever.
That was the idea.
Like, come on.
Like, who was doing? Just who was talking with sound effects besides black? Dude, Skeeter was black.
He did have a lot of sound effects.
He was so black. It's like,
but if he was black, why was he friends with Doug? Not saying that they couldn't be friends, but he was kind of a dork.
They were both dorks. But like, the only thing that made Skeeter kind of cool was the fact that he was black. Like, that was like, if Skeeter was just the same color as Doug, he would be a fucking loser.
You think so?
He would be a total loser.
So if they made drew his character, everything else was the same except he was a different. He wasn't blue.
Dude, he was wearing like puffy, kind of colorful shorts.
He had a lightning bolt T-shirt.
Well, the T-shirt was like cool, but like it was the shorts that was like, yeah, this dude has black style. Like everything. Ugh, Skeeter was black, man. That's what gave him all of his charisma. The fact that he was black and he did
die. Should I Google search, was Skeeter black?
It would probably take you to Urban Dictionary, which is unreliable. I'm just making... Look, I'm speaking bullshit with confidence.
There it
but
is.
But I truly do believe in this. I do believe.
Did you ever see the episode where... they had the famous basketball player. He had those expensive shoes, you know, kind of like Jordans or whatever. And man, Doug wanted to get a pair, but all they had was like a clown size. Like, nobody would ever fit in those shoes, and so he didn't. He had the money, and they're like, "Oh, that's the price per shoe," so he didn't buy them. And so Roger bought them. He's like, "Check out my new shoes!" And then obviously he couldn't run in them because they were ridiculous size shoes, and he fell. It was a great story, but I always remember that episode.
Did the basketball player show up in that?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. I don't know why. Why do I remember shit like this? Like, is there really? Cool.
But the two things I always remember that just always make me remember that he's definitely fucking dork and just like a little bitch is when, like, the one episode they told him he was getting a haircut, and they said something about getting his ears lowered. And he's like, but Skeeter, I don't want to get my ears lowered. And then his ears droop. They go, boop. And then you have them at the bottom.
It's the worst.
And he was supposed to go over Patty's for dinner, and she jokingly, but he didn't get that it was a joke because he's an idiot. And she's like, well, yeah, we're having liver and onions. And the whole time he's like, but I don't want liver and onions.
It's the worst. Doug is the worst, dude. That's why I liked Rugrats. I was a fan of Rugrats.
I liked Rugrats.
Yeah, I thought it was, I thought Chucky was like the appropriate amount of bitch. Like, he had legit fears. Like,
all the other babies were fearless, and he's like,
they were really, they were like, they were fearless though, based on ignorance. But like, Chucky was like, yo, I know about life, man. Yeah, you don't know. You walking down this street, people can rob you. These streets are crazy.
I don't know if he was worried about getting robbed though.
He should have been.
You mean so?
I'd rob Chucky.
He's a baby. What's he gonna have?
Listen, I'll take some paper. I'll take that safety pin out of his pants.
Did you watch Rugrats when it came back, though?
No.
No.
Was that before All Grown Up? Do you remember All Grown Up?
I didn't. I don't think I watched it. I know All Grown Up.
I think
it
was like 1.5 seasons. And then, maybe one.
I think after that, they brought new episodes, and yeah, it just wasn't
good. Yeah, it didn't have that same charm.
I think I was older, too.
So yeah, that probably didn't help.
I mean, I watch shows that are not meant for my demographic. Probably not age or sex. Like, I'll watch.
Are you Pretty Little Liars guy?
I'm not. Don't worry. Okay. Cool. Right. I watched Degrassi. So, I mean, whatever.
My ex used to watch Pretty Little Liars. That was the worst. Actually, it was kind of cool because, like, she'd leave me alone. What's up, Courtney? But,
she seen anyone or what?
It was the, oh, that show was so, I used to watch it, and it's like, those shows on ABC Family, like, the acting is terrible. Like, how do you feel about bad acting? Can you get past it?
Love it. No, I'm trying to think of what I watch that, like, I'm like, oh, this acting is pretty terrible. I don't know. There probably is, but, like, I enjoy the show, so I don't really notice it too much.
Degrassi had bad acting.
Yeah, it definitely did. I'm like, I enjoyed the show, so I probably just tuned it out a little bit.
That. I can't do that. You need.
I know people complain. Like, I've seen complaints about, like, I like Modern Family, but people complain about Luke and Lily, I think, on that show, like, that they're both terrible actors.
Well, Lily was a baby.
But even, I guess, now, but.
Yeah,
I mean,
but she's a baby.
Like, but also they say Luke, and I don't.
You know. I don't really. Well, you know, Luke is in Mensa.
Oh, he's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius.
And he plays an idiot.
Yeah. Which is like the most genius thing you could do.
It's like an idiot savant.
Yeah. It's really cool. He's a really, really smart kid.
I didn't know that.
And
great fact.
The chick, the kid, the middle child of that family.
She's not a kid anymore.
Yeah, she grew
some. I'm pretty sure she's still underage, but she's not a kid anymore.
I think she's like 17. What's an aerial winner?
She put on some weight.
She grew.
You're saying in the chesticles.
Absolutely. I'm trying to. This is very. This is a kid fucking friendly show. I don't want to take this. Yeah. But she really grew. It was weird. Okay. Like, it was like from one season to the next, and all of a sudden she was like, whoa.
Okay. Let's say she's legal, and then you have the other daughter. Which one are you doing?
Ariel winner.
You're choosing her?
Yeah.
Over him.
Sarah Hyland's face. I don't know. I don't know the character's name, but I know, like, I know actors' names. I'm really good at actors'
names. Listen, you don't even have to front. You can just say it's for the chesticles.
No, I'm just really good at actors and actresses' names, plus she has testicles. Like, I don't. No, chesticles. No. Chesticles. Well,
that had nothing to do with name. I'm saying the reason that you would pick her. Let's not. Don't front. Like,
a lot of that. But I mean, I've been to, like, okay, so I have a thing for girls that can sing.
Oh, well, she had that video where she could sing. Yeah. What did she sing? I forget. Wasn't it a Taylor Swift song?
I think it was. I don't remember what it was, but
it was Britney. Like, it was not a girl, but not yet a woman.
That's what it was. Okay. But I was like, yeah, she could sing. I'm all into this. Like, I mean.
So that's a turn on.
Dan, is it possible you could look up if she's of age?
Which one?
Ariel Winter.
I don't think she's 16 or 17. I don't think she.
Ariel Winter.
17 in Pennsylvania.
She's one of those people going through the, what's it called? The
pubes?
Oh, no, she is getting a sex change. It's pre-op.
Emancipation.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you? Dude, if I was making Modern Family money, I'd be like, yo, fuck you, mom.
Yeah, she'll be 18 January 20th next year.
17 is legal in Pennsylvania anyway, so don't even worry about
that.
That
still makes me feel kind of...
I don't want to... Listen, it may be legal, but it still feels creepy.
Yeah, everything about that is not good. That's not good.
You're just like, I can wait a couple
weeks.
That's
a 9-year difference. That's not even cool. That's a child who can talk and go to school. It's a 9-year difference. Like, it's a lot.
So there's still a child at 18 or 17.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, the difference between my age and her age is like a person you can have a conversation
with. She's probably still more intellectual than you.
To be more than likely. More than likely.
She's probably really dumb. They tell her what to say.
What a fucking idiot. All actors are idiots.
Yeah, she doesn't really know anything. They just tell her what to say.
Yeah, they just programmed her.
I hear that she can't even remember the lines. She has an earpiece in, and they say the lines before she gets to say them.
I don't know. I'm into it. So if you had to pick between what's that girl's name? I mean, the Phil Dunphy's wife, Claire Dunphy, and Sofia Vergara.
No, I'm usually more in, like, to girls like my age or a little, like, I'm not into like MILFs really. But really? If I had to pick between the two of them, I would still probably pick Claire. I think she's overrated.
Oh, the other? Yeah, Sofia. Overrated. Yeah, I can see that.
But I'm not really, like I said, a MILF person. I'm like.
The fun question is: Julie Bowen, Happy Gilmore, or Julie Bowen?
Oh, that's a good question. Julie Bowen, Happy Gilmore.
What about what's her name?
Modern Family.
How do you say? What's her first name?
Julie Bowen.
Julie Bowen or Julie Bowen, Boston Legal. She was in that show too. That was in the middle.
That's closer to Modern Family.
She was in like two or three.
Are you you a House of Cards guy?
Yeah.
Ugh. That hurt. Have you ever seen The Wire?
I don't watch it. I remember what I was gonna say on shows that like a show I watch that's not meant for my demographic, but I watch it and I enjoy it. We're gonna edit this out because this is probably embarrassing to admit. But I like that show on MTV called Finding Carter. It's new. It's about a girl who got kidnapped as a child, and then in the first episode she finds that out. It's kind of like Girl in the Milk Carton, but as a full TV show, and there's secrets they haven't told you yet.
That she's a dude?
Maybe. I don't know. She had a twin sister. But apparently the person who kidnapped her had a reason. There's a connection. You haven't found it.
So is this a reality show?
You don't know that yet. No, it's just a scripted TV show.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that doesn't make me feel bad at all.
I started watching it because I liked the plot of it, but I knew it wasn't meant for a 20-whatever-year-old man. But it was an enjoyable show. I enjoyed it.
Who do you think that show is meant for?
Probably more on the woman's side, and probably more in like the teens to like early 20 range. That's my guess. I don't know what their demographic is.
So people who would like have nightmares over a missing woman.
I mean, it's not a scary show.
I mean, a lady kidnapped is kind of scary to me.
But the thing about it is like she grew up with her. So like she got kidnapped when she was 3. They found her when I guess she's supposed to be like 16. Mm. And so she has a connection with mom. She loves her mom. Like she was mad that she had to go back and live with the other family. She considered that her mom, even knowing she was kidnapped. She's like,
oh, so she's returned?
Yeah. The first episode, she gets arrested and they figured everything out. And she had to go back with that family.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. So I'm never going to watch it, but
it's season 2 starts like March something.
I love the idea of people like assimilate into society.
I'm like, the show isn't meant for me, but I like the plot, so I watched. Yeah, it was enjoyable. Now, I remember when I brought up nostalgia, it sounded like you were going to go somewhere else before you went into Nickelodeon, or is that Not true. No, I thought you were going to go somewhere else.
Because
you can, if you want.
No, because I realized you said that you hate wrestling, and that was, like, a lot of my, there's something. I found this out about myself when watching wrestling, where I found out I'm not gay, but I check dudes out. Like, I am.
You don't go, hey, he's hot, but.
I was like, that dude has his pretty sweet body. Like, that is. And it's not because...
If you want, we can edit this part out, too. Oh, no.
Well, this is... And I found out... I found this... I've been doing this for a very long time, and I just recently found out why I say that. It's because I'm jealous of these guys' work ethics. Like, I don't think I would...
And you want to bed them. Is that fair?
Because I learned that I don't think I would check dudes out if I had, like, a killer bod.
I will say, just...
Like, Mike Allo has a pretty dope bod.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yeah, he does.
I can't see him because my computer is in the way, but I thought he might be sleeping, because he talked about going to sleep.
He's the same one you saw earlier.
Yeah, he is. Mike Allo's in the building. It's not like I just... conjured up a thought of Mike Alloy and checked him out.
I can't see through the computer. I'm like, I wonder if he's napping.
No, he's a killer. But, he can lift 2 tons with his belly button.
What I was going to say, I can say the way you're phrasing it, when you say checking out other dudes' bods, I can tell you it sounds super gay. It sounds like you're gay. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying when you phrase it that way, you might want to phrase it differently maybe next time.
No, I'm checking out these dudes, man.
Okay.
Checking
out those bods. I mean, it's like when I check dudes out, I think there's a reason for it. It's because I want to see their penis.
I don't know what Mike said, but in my mind he said, stop being a fag and check those bodies out.
Comedy.
everyone checks out a dude here. Hey, man.
Are you gonna get through your day?
I can tell you truthfully right now, I don't do it. But I mean, I'm jealous.
Have you ever seen?
I'm probably jealous. Like, I wouldn't want to be like super huge.
Well, so when you meet like a dude, do you size him up?
I can be like, oh, he's cooler than I am. I don't size people up because I just assume that everyone could kick my ass.
Oh, see, that's
I just assume that right off the bat. Every once in a while, I'm like, I might be able to take that guy, but you never know. Not that I really think about it, because I'm not thinking I'm going to fight them, but, you know, it's something you think about eventually, if you meet them more than once, maybe.
Yeah, I think about, like, yeah, every single dude I meet, I think
is that what you do?
I'm gonna fight them. Yeah.
That's like the first thing.
I don't want to see if I can beat them up. I want to see if I can beat them up with acceptable losses.
So you're okay with losing as long as you're not embarrassed afterwards?
I am not okay with losing. I'm also not okay with winning dirty. Like, I don't...
You wouldn't fight dirty.
Oh, I'll totally fight dirty. By winning dirty, I don't like... Like, if I could beat this dude without him breaking any bone of mine, like, I feel like that's a good victory.
But, on the flip, if you broke something... Maybe it would be somewhat impressive because you won the fight. You'd be like, yeah, don't even worry about it, baby. Like, yeah, I broke that, but I kicked the shit out of this
now,
dude.
Now you get on top.
Yeah. Just to impress them, like, so that way they ask the question, like, oh, what's wrong with that? And be like, oh, I kicked this dude's ass. Yeah, you got a piece, but, like, I'm good. Like,
no, because a broken arm, like, a good broken arm story is only attractive the minute after you tell that story. But once, now you're just a dude with a broken arm. How it happened doesn't matter. Like, what?
You don't think, like, but what if she wouldn't have been interested otherwise? Like, that, it was a way to get in. She asked about the arm. You told her. She knows you're tough. And you're hurt.
If I need a broken arm to talk to a girl, I have no interest in talking to that girl.
How do you talk to girls? Can you tell me?
I just go up and... I just use this voice right here. You hear this voice?
I don't think that would... What would I do? Because I probably couldn't pull that off. I would sound super creepy.
All right, so this is what you do. Go to a girl. I'm like, hey, I'm Matt.
Okay.
And she's like, hi, Matt. I am Kimberly.
Okay.
And...
Can we use a different name? Bad memories. Can we use a
I'm former WWE wrestler China.
I wouldn't talk to her. Can we pick someone? You didn't have to go that far. Just a different name. Just a different name in general.
go just right. Say it's like, hey, I'm Matt, what's your name? It's like, oh, I'm Sonia.
Okay.
And then you just be like, hi Sonia, what brings you to the scrapyard? And then she'll be like, you know, I have a friend who works here. You? He's like, I'm just looking for chicks at the scrapyard. And then you just talk about yourself.
You think that...
No, you don't say you're just looking for chicks.
Would I actually say that?
You would say like, I also have a friend. Is your friend Jimmy? And she'd be like, no, my friend Sarah. And it's like, oh...
No, I want to fuck Sarah. Is that what I... No, you don't say that. Yeah, all right.
You just do it. You don't say. But no, what you do is... then you'd be like, oh, that's cool. So what do you do? And then that's when
you just... And then you just ask questions about
that. Yeah, you just ask... Dude, that is the key. You just keep asking questions.
How do I tell if she's not interested?
Just ignore all the signs. Just keep going until it gets weird. Push through
and then eventually go, would you like to adjourn to the bathroom? That's something you would say.
No, you.
How long do I wait before I say that?
I would. I don't think you ever do that.
You don't say
don't
that.
Do that. You don't. Even when you're like married.
You'd be classy and you say my bed.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to adjourn to my
bed? Or like a pantry of a closet. Like a kitchen or something like that. Just like bathroom is a little weird, man.
Like a pantry?
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Well, the thing about the bathroom is like bathrooms is where...
Well, I meant like the bathroom. Like, I just mean the bathroom of the bar. But I could say my bed.
But that's like trashy like way. You don't want to disrespect the woman. Like that's...
But were saying earlier.
I need that's a mental thing of mine. Like I need to disrespect women for me to be able to sleep with them. Like if I hold you in high esteem, I'm not going to be able to sleep with you. It's a very twisted way of it. It's because I respect women so much, man.
It doesn't sound like it though. It sounds like you're saying that, but in the end, it's not true.
No.
Well, okay, you can't respect any woman who would be with you is what you've said tonight, but without saying it.
The level of respect would go down.
It doesn't make any sense. It just makes it sound like they shouldn't be with me because I don't respect that.
It's because I hold women on a pedestal, and once you decide to be with me, I take you off that pedestal.
It doesn't make any sense.
It totally makes sense.
It's like right there, Anchorman. That doesn't make sense. 60% of the time it works every time. That doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make sense. What I'm saying makes perfect sense.
I don't know. Can I know it's not going to pick up well on the mic. I'm gonna relay. Dan, was what he's saying make sense?
There's logic to it.
There is logic to it. Asshole.
It totally makes sense.
Mike, that's two. That's three against one. Dude, doesn't you can't... Democracy, bitch. Like, these things are real.
You sound like an awful human being, but it makes
there
sense.
There it is.
Hey, listen, I never argued that I wasn't awful. I never made that argument.
If you are listening to this podcast right now, not right now, because we're recording it right now, but I mean, when you're listening to this, people, and you... hear this part, go to Facebook and maybe post whether this makes sense or not. And if you think it makes sense, you can call him an awful human being. You can call him whatever you want. I don't care.
Listen, I'm honest. That's all I can say.
Baker and I aren't that close. You can say whatever you want about him. No, we're best friends now.
I have nothing. I have nothing in my life.
No, he's going to actually retweet. I forgot he's going to retweet everything.
We'll retweet everything he says.
I'm really excited. Everything I'm going to have so many followers. Well, at the max, 200 extra because that's where you're at. Yeah,
280. I'm pretty sure a lot of these...
I lowballed you.
I am. That's cool. That's the first step of negotiation.
You think a lot of them you said are just fake?
Yeah, I think they're
fucking
fake.
They're just
fake.
Bots.
Yeah, I think you're fake.
Fuck the bots.
Fuck the bots.
That's what happened to MySpace. They got too many bots. And they're like...
Yeah, too many bots. That's
what it was. Once all the fake people came, you're like, what is this shit?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'll just go to Facebook.
I'm down with the real shit.
What's the real shit?
DMX and Country Music Awards. Shit like that.
Is DMX even making music anymore?
I hope so. I really do. I worry, like, I spend a lot of my week worrying about DMX. It's so true.
Can we host an award show for this podcast and say most ridiculous things ever said on my podcast? Because that would be a nominee. I don't know if it would win. I'd have to listen back to old episodes.
My favorite thing about DMX is there's a song. It's called What They Really Want. No, I'm sorry. It's called What These Bitches Want.
It's called And the Dick. The answer is always the dick.
There's a line in that song. Well, there's a verse in that song where he just lists women's names. That's fucking awesome. But there's a line in that song where he's like, basically the gist, I can't speak DMX. So basically the gist of that line is, I get with these girls casually, but when they start catching feelings, I rob them. Like, that is poetry. Like, it's, I love DMX.
Terrible, mean, like, yes, mean-spirited poetry.
DMX
just
is crazy.
Women-hating poetry.
How are you not fascinated by somebody who has never shared a thought with you? Like, that is, I've never had a similar thought to DMX. Like, if I'm pretty sure if me and DMX witnessed a plane crash, we would have totally varying viewpoints on that plane crash. Like, I would be like, oh my god, all those people died. And DMX would be like, that pilot's a motherfucker. Like, that is, like, I'm sure.
I think you'd just be like, cool.
Yeah, that, I have the voice for that, right?
Go for it.
Just like, I have a plane crash. I'm like, that's cool.
Kind of sound a little like Hannibal.
That's cool. I just flick, and I flick them on my sandwiches for flavor.
Is there any food, and like I there's a good amount for that I have now, is there any food that you're trapped somewhere, a cave, an island, whatever, and there's like, like, I think I said to someone, I was in a cave, and then in the cave, I found just, like, jars upon jars upon jars of pickles. And that, if I don't need the pickles, like, I'm, like, probably that's my food right there. That's it. That's what I got. And I'm like, I wouldn't survive. I wouldn't eat the pickles. Like, I couldn't, because I don't think I could keep them down.
Peas.
Really? That would make you throw up? Eating peas? Like, just, pickles, like, once that touches my gullet, like, it's coming back up.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then there's nothing to that extent, because I would, I'm pretty much a vacuum cleaner with food.
So like, could survive on peas if you needed to.
Yeah, I could totally do it.
Like, you would do it.
Yeah, I would do it. I'm not that picky of an eater. I'll just, because I can muscle things down, man. I have a pretty high pain tolerance.
See, like that, like I couldn't do I couldn't say this in the same scenario. Like, mm-hmm. It would be the same. Like, I don't like any type of salad dressings, like mustard. Like, they're, I feel like they're all grouped in together pretty much.
You like
though.
Mustard?
No.
On, like, I fucking, mustard,
that's the same. That's
weird.
The same thing. I've told many people this story, but I just remember. I think my mom was finished her lunch and she had chips there, and I ate one of the chips, and I guess a little bit of mustard had gotten on it, and I ran. I couldn't run fast enough into the kitchen to wash my mouth out.
So wait, what do you get on your hot dogs?
I either plain or like cheese, maybe. I don't really put ketchup on them. I don't hate, like, I could eat it with ketchup on there, but I'd prefer it to not have.
Are you a relish guy? Do you like relish?
That's in the same family as all the other things I just named.
I mean, I'm trying to get you to not classify things. Like, that's
I'm just saying I don't like it, but they're all kind of grouped together.
Like, you gotta live your life freeform. Like, that's like, you gotta live your life differently. You just gotta act like things. You can't associate things with other things because, like,
no, I'm just saying, I definitely don't like the taste, but they're all kind of like that. I think it's the it's very vinegary based, and I think that's the main problem.
Well,
like, I can eat like mayonnaise on certain things, but I don't like. Not a lot of things. I like on my tuna. If I have a bacon on toast, maybe a little bit of mayonnaise on there.
I bet you Skeeter hates all that food.
What?
I bet you Skeeter hates all that food.
He does?
Yeah, definitely. Dude.
I don't know what he ate. He ate at the Honker Burger a lot, I'm sure. They probably had some on there.
Oh, God.
Fucking Skeeter.
Skeeter, man. He's totally black.
No, he's not.
Yes.
I'm gonna Google search is Skeeter
Black. Please look that up because I know I'm right about this.
I don't think you are.
I'm absolutely right about this. Why would you make him blue? Right? I'm solely right about this. How did you not know Skeeter was black?
Let me see. After I wrote is Skeeter, let's see what the suggestions they give me.
What was the what was
is
the
name Skeeter of Davis alive?
What was the name of the girl in Doug?
Patty.
Oh my god, the second thing down. Is Skeeter supposed to be black?
Yeah.
That's the second thing. If you write is Skeeter
totally
on
black.
Google, it
he
said
was
that.
Totally black.
Wait, Doug creator Jim Jenkins admits Skeeter was black.
Boom. It's one of those like Dirty Secrets, just like Skeeter's black, Shaggy's high, like that's you know all those things.
Skeeter was black.tumblr.com.
Like, you're getting carried away.
No, that's a website.
I'm not surprised at all.
Skeeter
it's
was black tumblr.com.
Tumblr.
It's so weird to me that's supposed to be a secret. I thought it was just.
I never
thought about it.
Everybody was representing.
Yeah, exactly.
Color. I thought that they just chose blue.
I didn't know what Patty Mayonnaise was because Patty Mayonnaise, she was probably like Spanish or something. I don't know. I'm making that up. But like.
Yeah, you didn't. You definitely didn't.
She probably. I don't know. She was probably just like a tan white person. But like.
You know what?
Yeah, right.
You know what bothers me is remember fucking. You ever remember that one Eminem's had a very racist commercial? Do you know which one I'm talking about? I mean, it was, but it says it was candy. Nobody gave a shit. Do you remember the commercial?
I do not.
They hated when they came out with the blue M&M. They all fucking hated on that blue M&M.
Oh yeah,
like,
I mean,
they just talk shit.
They,
like, even before it came out, they're like, at least we're not blue. And when the blue one came out, they were all fucking mean as shit to it. Like, that was super candy racism.
But, I mean, the blue M&M isn't black, though.
But it's still a different color, and they're fucking hating on it. It was still hate.
Yeah, it is, but, I mean, it made sense.
Because he was blue. They hated on him because he was blue.
Nah, but the blue M&M was going to steal all their jobs.
Please elaborate.
There's more, like, there was a no, like, I mean, that's really messed up, and I'm pretty sure when they were writing it, it was like, this seems like a great idea, and it came off pretty wrong, but like that's all it was.
Well, back when it came out, I don't think everything was as PC either.
That's fair.
You know, everything's super PC now. You can't say shit.
No, you can't.
Think of something if you said it now between back then that you're not supposed to say. It's a pretty on the spot.
Titmonger.
What is it?
You're a titmonger.
A titmonger?
Yeah, titmonger.
I don't know if I know that one.
One of my high school friends used to call me that all the time.
What does it mean?
It didn't have a meaning. It was just like a name. But I'm pretty sure I could get away. I could get away with titmonger then, and I probably couldn't now.
All right. So I feel like we'll go towards the ending here. Well, there's like two little things to do before the end. I feel like we renamed the Thunder Round just to something else. Thunder Round. I think it was on D'Alto's, but I don't remember what it was. So it doesn't matter. It's called the Thunder Round.
Thunder Round.
Normally I have stuff. A couple things pre-written down, but I'm gonna have to come up with them off the cuff. So clear your mind right now. Ready?
Okay. Clear.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm gonna ask you to do it again right before we start. But it's okay. Cleared. And so I'm just gonna say something and first thing pops in. Say whatever the fuck you want. Okay?
Okay.
But I have to come up with them now. Usually I like to, you know what I'm gonna say. But here we go. Number one. Are you ready?
All right.
Freezing rain.
Hail.
It does.
It's not the same thing, but it's the first thing that came to my mind.
Okay, no,
we
that's
play
fine.
This game. We can play this goddamn game, all right?
No.
Is that cool?
I forgot to stipulate. You can, if you just want to give one words to it, that's fine. It doesn't have to be one word. It could be just a story. It could just be first thing that comes to mind. It doesn't just have to be a word.
Oh, okay.
I didn't specify that. I probably should have told you.
Oh, okay.
Because we
so
did that.
I'm like,
I'm wondering if he thinks he just has to do one word.
Okay, I know the story.
That could be fun, too, though.
I know the story. Okay. So I remember there was this time, it wasn't freezing, this was in West Africa, but like we were, there was this time where I was with one of my best friends in high school, and I was like, hey, you hungry? And I was like, yeah, I'm hungry. He's like, you hungry? I was like, yeah, I'm hungry. So we just walked to this, like, it was kind of like a corner store, and it was raining, it was pouring outside, and we just walked through the rain, and we came back to the school, and my girlfriend saw me and him just walking through the rain, and she was like, are you guys fucking crazy? And I broke up with her like 3 days later.
I was waiting for this story to be, like, it started out where I'm like, where's the story going? I was waiting for it to go somewhere. It didn't go anywhere.
No.
I actually was partially, I really was hoping for this. When you said I was walking back to the school and like my girlfriend was there, I just wanted to be and walked and my girlfriend was there and she was fucking this dude. Like that's what I exactly. That's how I wanted the story to end once you said my girlfriend, and I was like, tell me she was, you caught her banging.
I was like, when is she coming? And she's just exploring everyone.
The British are
yeah, that's all I mean. Let's do it again.
Okay, there it is. All right, next one. I really wish I would have come in with these before. Okay, Matt Lips.
Mm. This is self-indulgent. This is a really prick thing to do. I'm not a naturally positive person.
That's okay. You know what's funny is I had it where I would do it in every one, and I always expected it to just them to be mean. Most people have been nice, and it's been weird. It's been really weird. I wait for the mean, and then when it doesn't come, I get surprised.
No.
If you want to be mean, you can be mean. Nothing hurts my feelings. That's not true.
He's a handsome character.
He looks like a piece of shit. You could have just said that. I don't care.
I'm pro Matt Lips.
Doesn't mean I be.
Dan Jets on the other hand. Yeah, no.
I'm far enough away that I can't respond.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's fine. I'm cool with Dan. You guys are cool.
He's weird looking though, right? Or is that just me? He is weird looking. I'm not imagining that, right? He's fucking.
Dan gets looked older than he is.
You think so?
Yeah, he looks, but he has this responsible aura about him.
I don't think he looks older. He's 28. He doesn't look older than 28. Are you 27 like, still? Are you 28 yet? No, you're still 27,
like
Matt, right?
Like, you don't look responsible.
Sometimes. When I need to be.
Like, I've never... Like, when? When is that? when do you look responsible? I'm not saying when are you responsible. It's like, when do you look
responsible? I guess not to...
When was the last time you shaved and put on a suit?
Ooh, I don't even know if I own a suit. Is that bad? I need to get one. I have a wedding coming up. Not mine. Don't worry.
Dan, you own a suit, right? Oh, yeah. Of course. Like, dude.
I actually have to get. Yeah, I have to get a suit. My cousin's wedding's coming up, so I gotta get one. I still need a date for it. I'm in trouble.
What another word? I like thinking on my feet. What?
Sega Dreamcast.
Never had one. I had a Genesis. I was a big Sonic 2 guy.
I can see that right there. Look at it. In that drawer. Sonic 2, it's sticking right out.
Oh, see? That's crazy.
I haven't played it in forever.
And I was also a big NBA Jam guy.
You would be an NBA Jam guy.
Whoa, I was racist. But like,
I told you, I'm going to dabble.
NBA Jam was really cool because like, it was like dunking. You can dunk easily. You can shoot threes.
He's on fire.
And you can like shoot threes forever. But whenever you decided to shoot a two, it was like the hardest thing in the world. Like it was so weird.
They actually made it. They only made one of them, but they actually made like a hockey, like a 3-on-3. Like
really?
It was pretty cool. I think that was for PlayStation.
Did you ever play Mutant League Hockey?
This
is the best games.
I downloaded it from my emulator, but I don't think I played it. Do you want some Hershey's eggs right now?
Football and hockey.
I tried playing football and I wasn't enjoying it at all.
Football's not good. The hockey is incredible, but the football's not good.
The hockey with like the brick wall goalie.
Yeah, and you can get a chainsaw. You can get a chainsaw and just like tear up other players, which should be a foul, but it wasn't.
They were mutants, okay?
Yeah. Mutants are expendable. Who needs them?
My favorite sports game. Movie. My favorite one is Tecmo Super Bowl. That's my shit.
It's a decent game.
I play with the updated roster now. You can do that. I don't know if you knew.
It's so weird.
I think it's tecmobowl.org. You can get the updated rosters if you really want them. All right, let me try and think of like one or two more. I don't want to look at some in the room and come up with it. I want to be original, but I'm like, that's why I like to have it predetermined. Look at my kitty. Say hi. Her name's IDK. Passover.
That was actually one of the scariest moments of my life. Passover. That was the second time I got scared in a movie. First was Jurassic Park. So there was a scene in The Prince of Egypt.
Are you looking at my cat just walking around?
I don't know if you've ever seen The Prince of Egypt. It's a Disney movie. It was an animated movie. But there was this time at Passover. And it was like, there was a spirit of death would just come through all these houses and start murdering children.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, that's what Passover is. It kills your firstborn.
Is that what that was?
Yeah, that's what it does.
You don't put blood on your door?
Yeah, and they like, some houses would have blood on their door, but some of them didn't. And I was like, that's pretty. And it was weird because Moses is supposed to be the good guys using that shit as a weapon. What the fuck is wrong with you, Moses? Why don't you save all the children, you fucking asshole? But that's Passover.
Jewish God is gangster.
Jewish God.
On the Easter theme, do you give up anything for Lent?
No, that's it's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. Why would you do that?
What was your New Year's resolution this year?
I had none.
You didn't have one?
No. All right.
Last one. Mm-hmm. Gorillas.
I remember sitting at home with my mom, and we're watching Gorillas in the Mist together. And the whole time, I was wondering, why don't these gorillas just tear this woman apart?
That's what you were hoping for?
I would say hoping for.
It would have been a great plot twist, is what I'm trying to say.
It would have been welcome, because that movie's boring as shit. Like,
I never saw it.
No, don't. You don't have to. It's really long, too.
What's the difference between a gorilla and an ape?
Gorillas are huge. Dude, one of the most fascinating pictures in the world, because, okay, for me, because I like to check dudes out, but it's like, there's a picture on the internet of a hairless gorilla, that dude's jacked. That dude is so jacked.
I like how it went from being gorilla looks a like, gorilla to a person.
Dude.
I think the way you said it.
Gorilla looks like Lennox Lewis. Like, he's fucking huge. He's so jacked, dude.
Probably hey, shouldn't eat on the podcast, but it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Thank All right. You. Here's how we're going to end it.
Okay.
I just looked these up, so hopefully they're good. You're going to take one or two personality quizzes.
Okay.
First, this one just looked interesting. So, how would Dr. Seuss describe your life? Oh, wait. No, I have to. Let's play. Okay, here we go. What kind of thingity things do you do on a bored rainy day, just your lover and you? Watch movies, have sex, be apart, make some art. I don't know if you can select more than one. I'll find out once I click one. Pick your favorite and I'll see if you can select more than one. I'm assuming you can only select one.
What was the first one?
Watch movies.
I want to go watch movies.
Okay, you can only select one. Because that goes to the next question. Where to travel? Where to go? From sunny beaches to peaks of snow. I guess they're asking whether you'd pick a sunny beach, peaks of snow, glaciers, or volcanoes. What would you like to see? If you get
volcano.
Be careful.
Volcano, dude. I've seen a beach, seen snow. Volcano.
The things you drink, I hope, aren't ink. So think about the drinks you drink and if they're red, white, blue, or pink. And then it said red wine, white wine, blue liqueur, or pink liqueur.
White wine. Right? White wine, IDK.
Are you a loud guy? Do you holler and hoot? Or is shy little whispers what makes you so cute? I guess, are you shy, loud, hopeful, or proud?
Shy. Which is a bad... It's a bad thing to be in this profession. Tell you that.
A yummy treat or licking feet? kinky things are really neat. I don't think they could put this in a real Dr. Seuss.
No.
Which naughty fetish would you greet keeping it really discreet? Would you licking feet, sex with treats, BDSM? Who do you think I am?
What's who do you think I am?
It's just like, I guess none of the above. I don't know. Like, who do you think I am? Being in the
that
weird
seems
shit.
Very like.
So would you, if keeping it discreet,
Finding Carter.
So keeping it discreet, are you licking feet, sex with treats, BDSM?
I think I would go with sex with treats.
That just sounds fun. I mean, I wouldn't keep that discreet. It'd be like I smeared chocolate sauce all over her body and then put cherries on it.
Yeah. I threw a strawberry across the room. I had her go get it.
It wasn't so much like sex and hotness as I just had her fetch berries.
Exactly.
I just treated her like a dog is what I'm going to say. Do you want a soulmate, dear, to whisper in your tender ear? Or do you want a playful cheer, a sex friend that will disappear? I guess they're asking if you would like an eternal lover, a casual fling. I'm still not sure. How rude for asking.
Eternal lover.
What a romantic. Such a romantic.
All of them.
Ooh, only two more. Which lover do your loins prefer? A he, a she, a him, a her? So it's asking a she, a him, or a her. I still don't really know the answer, or neither.
Are you
an object? So what's up? A him or a her, isn't it?
Check out dudes, but I don't want to bang dudes. I do want to bang chicks. But I only check dudes out because I like the way they look.
Is it crude or even shrewd whenever you are in the mood to waltz about for all to view in the naughty, naked nude? Yes, of course, I love to prance. I'd prefer to keep on my underpants.
I can't walk around naked. I can't walk around naked even when, like, alone.
It's calculating. Are you excited?
Yeah, very much so. Like,
the anticipation. All right.
I just want to know how much bearing the naked
thing is. It says, so this was how Dr. Seuss would describe your sex life. It says, innocent as can be. Let's see the little, it says, you're quite the tame creature. You don't like it rough. Casual sex, you're not into that stuff. Some call you vanilla, so sweet and so pure. Your innocence gives you a kind of allure. Some may think you have such an innocent glow, but after one night, something else they would know. The full moon arises, and out of your skin comes a sexual monster that's lurking within.
Well,
don't be too tearful. Your lover may faint, but it's good once in a while not to be such a saint. That's you. That's how doctors... Seuss describes you.
Dr. Seuss just called me Chris Brown.
It didn't say you hit women. it did say you do. There's a sexual monster. But I don't think he beat her up in the course of sex. Did you have a good time first?
I did have a good time. This was a
pretty
fun
sure you know just are you not just saying
no
that?
No no
are
I'm
we,
not
are we like good friends now?
We are totally good friends.
You're just saying that I'm never gonna talk to you again.
Can I braid your hair?
We could be like, let's hang out. You'll be like, yeah. I kind of said that to be nice on air. I didn't want to sound like a dick.
No.
All right. You want to braid my hair?
Yeah, totally. Okay. Yeah.
Should I let it get a little longer first? Or you want to do it tonight?
Is there a way that you can rustle your hair enough so it can catch the microphone? I want to audibly braid your hair.
Okay. I didn't even introduce you in the beginning. I don't care. Just pretend this is the beginning. Hey, welcome to Bay Cabina. That was fun.
Hey,
you can edit that back in. Cool. It'll sound weird, but it'll be great.
Yeah.
I let my guests end the show now, so take it away.
Oh, yay. This has been a Bay Cabina. Why am I waving? This has been a Bay Cabina. You can catch me. Follow me on Twitter. ABEEKULC at the beginning. You can catch me on April 4th for Rick Giuliani's Cut Short Comedy. It's at the DNA Salon in Philadelphia, Northern Liberties. And if so, there's a show in Reading, Pennsylvania on March 27th, which is my birthday.
So it's not.
Say happy birthday to me. That's probably going to come out the day before. So we're doing a $5 comedy show Thursday. I'm going to be on it.
This comes out on Thursday. I'm interested in hearing it.
Right. we're doing like little games that are based on rap, and we have to like freestyle rap, like improv rap, and it's also based on food, and it's called Eat Your Beats. Follow me on Twitter and love me. I'm out.